Recording. Okay, so today we're on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Just to refresh everybody's recollection, we're in Perek Reb Lezer de Mila, Shabbos 131a, Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. So we said yesterday that there's a machlok between the Tana Reb Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is the halacha. Reb Lezer holds that not only Mila is Docha Shabbos, not only am I allowed to do the circumcision, which would involve things that would otherwise be malachot, but according to the Tana Reb Lezer, I'm allowed to do machshirei mila, the preparatory actions as well, even so much as I could chop down a tree on Shabbos in order to make a coal, I'll make a fire, and then for that I'll prepare the metal for the knife. I could do all of that for the tzarchei mila, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that it's just the mila itself, nothing else is docha Shabbos. Okay, so we're in Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, around 10 lines down, I think, is where we got to yesterday. It's Amar Rabbi Chiya is where I'm going to begin. Okay, it's around 10 lines down. It's neither Tosos, Lo Lechol Amar Rabbi Lezer. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says in Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Lechol Amar Rabbi Lezer, Machshirei Mitzvah Dochina HaShabbat. So here, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is saying in Rabbi Yochanan that Reb Lezer does not have a blanket rule across all of Torah that Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. If the mitzvah itself is Docha Shabbos, that the Machshirei Mitzvah are also Docha Shabbos. That's not what he has. It's more on a case-by-case basis, and the Gemara will clarify as we get into it. Excuse me. Shrei Shtei Lechem Chobar Yom Heim. So Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuot, and if Shavuot comes out on a Shabbos, so we bring the Shtei Lechem on Shabbos. Remember, that's with the Kibsei Atzeret, and there's a waving. So he says, V'lo Lamdan Reb Lezer Elam Igzira Shabbos. So in this case, Shtei Lechem, Reb Lezer learns that the Machshirei Mitzvah are also Docha Shabbos. The Machshirei Mitzvah by Shtei Lechem would be to bake the Shtei Lechem. So according to the Tan Reb Lezer, one is permitted to bake the Shtei Lechem on Shabbos, and then you go forward with the Avoda. But he learns that from a specific limud, which is what we're going to have right now. So the point is, if the Tana Reb Lezer had a blanket rule, he wouldn't need to cherry pick all these limudim by mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. That's the basic, that's the overall thrust of the Gemara. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Reb Lezer Omer, Minayin Machshirei Shtei Lechem Shdochen HaShabbat. How do I know that the Machshirei Shtei Lechem are Docha Shabbos? Not just the Shtei Lechem itself, but the Mibim Machshirim, in other words, like the baking of the Shtei Lechem. He says, Nemra Hava Ba'Omer. So what the Omer, so it says, is Babi Temen Omer Rishik Katsir Chemala Korein. You'll bring the Omer. He says, Venemra Habab Shtei Lechem. And then it says, Mimoshvo Techem Taviu. So the same verb, Hava, is used by the Omer and Shtei Lechem. The Shtei Lechem is the, again, the Omer is the mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Lechem are these two loaves of bread that are involved on the first day of Shavuos. So he says, Mahava Mura Omer Mashirin Dochin Shabbat. So just like by the Omer, the Mashirim Docha Shabbos. So here, but the Mashirim, he means, and Rashi brings this down. We'll do the Rashi in a minute. Rashi says Ksira Tchina Varkata. In other words, the reaping of the Omer, the grinding of the Omer, and the sifting of the Omer, all malachot. So it would mean, I don't think this would work out on our Luach, but it would mean if the second day of Shavuos came out, if second day of Pesach rather, the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So if the second day of Pesach came out on a Shabbos, which would mean the first day of Pesach would have to be on a Friday, I don't think that happens in our Luach now. I don't recall that ever happening. So the Tana Reb Lezer learns that I'm allowed to reap the Omer that day, to grind the Omer that day, and to sift the Omer that day. All malachot. I could do that all. Those are the machshirim. So he says, Mahava amur ba Omer machshirin dochin haShabbat, hafava amur b'shtei lechem machshirin dochin haShabbat. So too, in other words, he has Xerishabbos, I have two similar or same or similar words written in two different places in the Torah, and they have a Masorah that this is meant to teach you something. So Reb Lezer had a Masorah apparently from his Rebbeim that there was such a Xerishabbos. So he learns that the Machshirim for Shtei Lechem are Docha Shabbos because he learns that the Machshirim of the Omer are also Docha Shabbos. Let's just do the Rashi on this. It's around six lines above where it gets wide in the Rashi. The reaping, the grinding, and the sifting. It says you should desist from plowing and reaping. on Shabbat, is the way the Gemara is learning. There's a question, what this pasuk, that pasuk's in Parshas Ki Tisa, and there's a question what the pasuk is actually referring to. Remember, I asked you, I think when we began the Masechta, which malachot were written in the Torah, and this is if this is talking about Shabbos, so Harish and Ksira are written here as well. Remember, I did it at the beginning of the Masechta. Anyway, Ma Harish Rishud, Af Ketzir Rishud. So the way that Reb Lez is learning, he's following the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel learns in Masechet Menachot that just like Charish is Rishut, in other words, the Charish, the plowing that the Torah prohibits is your voluntary plowing. In other words, Charish is never a mitzvah, so it's always like voluntary plowing. He says, Af Katsir Rishut. So the Katsir that the Torah prohibits you to do on Shabbat is a voluntary Katsir. You know, I decide I want to reap my field. That's voluntary. It's like Ksirta Omer Shehi Mitzvah. As excluding Ksirta Omer, that's a mitzvah. So based on that limud, that limud is from the Tana Rebbe Shmuel, and not everybody agrees with it, but the Tana Rebbe Lezer subscribes to Rebbe Shmuel's learning. So Rebbe Lezer learns that the Omer, the Machshirim for Omer are Docha Shabbos, and so he learns with the Gzeirah Shabbat that the Machshirim for Shtei Lechem are also Docha Shabbos. But again, the idea is let's look at the earlier Rashi around 15 lines from where above where it gets wide. V'lo amdan Reb Lezer da'afiyatam tidcha Shabbat el b'gzir Shabbat v'ibu chol machshiri mitzvah she'ikar mitzvah no'hege b'shabbat amar machshira kimota lam l'gzir Shabbat. If it would be that the Tana Reb Lezer has a blanket rule that if the mitzvah is docha Shabbos or the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, the machshirim are also docha Shabbos, I wouldn't need a specific limud by each one. In other words, if he has like a blanket rule. So that's the way we're getting into this. Let me just finish this piece and then I'll pause. Okay, give me another 10 lines and I'll pause. We'll take some questions. So we have a gzeirah shavah between the Korban HaOmer, which is brought on Pesach, where I know the machshirim, according to Reb Lezer, are docha Shabbos. In other words, by the Omer, the Ketzira, the harvesting, and the Techina, the grinding, and the Harkata, the sifting, is Docha Shabbos. And then with the Gzira Shabba was Hava, Hava. It says by the Omer of Ave Temet Omer, and it says by Shtei Lechem Taviyu. So you have the same or similar word in two places. So just like the Machshir Docha by the Omer, so too Machshir Docha by the Shtei Lechem. And by the Shtei Lechem, the only Machshirim that Rashi mentions is the Afia, the baking. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Mufni. The Gemara says it must be, you know, with Gzira Shabbos. So if you just refresh everybody's recollection, so I can ask a question against the Gzira Shava. So in other words, I have the Gzira Shava, but if I say this is more chamor than this, then that's a kasha. In other words, this is more stringent, so maybe the fact that I have a certain din here doesn't apply there. But the or this is more chashuv, this is a more chashuv mitzvah, so maybe the fact that I have this leniency there doesn't apply here. So in order to fend off a kasha, so it's machloket. So some say mufni, if it's superfluous on one side, that's enough to fend off questions. And another opinion the Gemara holds, it has to be mufni mishnei tzadim, mufni on both sides. So the Gemara says mufni. The Gemara says this gzeirah shava is, mufni means superfluous. It means the words are. The ilo mufni, ikla mifrach, malo omer, shkeni matzak katsur kotzer. Is by the omer, so the dinim of the omer are, the ksira must be done lishma. So if I found barley that had already been reaped, I have to reap other ones because the ksira has to be done l'shem ha'omer. I can't take any barley. In other words, when I'm reaping it, I have to in mind that I'm going to use this barley for the omer. He says, so that would lead me to believe that cuts more, if I can use that expression, that cuts more towards permitting the ksira on Shabbat. In other words, like it's such a chamor din, so I have to get it right. So he says here, tomar b'shtei lechem shimatza katsureinu kotzer. But by the Shtei Lechem, it doesn't have to be done l'shma. In other words, Shtei Lechem is from wheat, and the Omer is from barley. So by the Shtei Lechem, if it was reaped, so that's fine. As long as it's reaped, it's good. So the Gemara says, La'yif nui mufni. So the Gemara says, yeah, it is superfluous. Michti k'tiv avetemet Omer rishit k'tzirchem l'kohen. So it says twice by the Omer, Hava'a. It says, you bring the Omer, the first of your reapings, to the Kohen. And then it says, B'yom HaBiyachem Lamali. It says, V'astem B'yom HaBiyachem, not B'yom, M'yom HaBiyachem. You know, the side, he corrects it. He says, M'yom HaBiyachem Lamali. It says, V'astem B'yom, V'avitem Omer Shik Tzirchem L'Kohen. One second. What's the whole Pasuk? M'yom HaBiyachem. Let me see where he has it. One second. Give me one time. So the Torah says in Parshas Emor, it says miyom haviyachem. So it repeats hava twice. So the Gemara says miyom haviyachem lamali shvomin alaf nuyes. That's a superfluous term. So the Gemara says bakati mufta mitzarachadhu. So it's superfluous on one end of the equation. So that'll hold off questions for some tanaim. But the Tana Reb Lezer is among that school of thought that holds if it's mufta on one side, it's still vulnerable to attack. And we said that we can attack this because we said that there's a more chamur din by the Omer. So maybe this din of machshirim being docha Shabbos only applies by the Omer and not by the Shtei Lechem. So the Gemara says Tavi Ribu Yehu. The Gemara says no. It's mufta mit shnei tzadim. Because the word taviu, mimoshvo techem taviu lechem tenufa, from your habitations, you'll bring lechem tenufa. So it could say mimoshvo techem lechem tenufa. In other words, you have to read the whole pasuk. But anyway, the Gemara takes it as a superfluous term, and now we're in good shape. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the basic idea, we said that by bris mila, we said the Reb Lezer holds that not only the bris is docha Shabbos, everybody agrees the bris is docha Shabbos, but Reb Lezer holds that even the machshire mila are docha Shabbos, the preparatory acts, even though they involve what would otherwise be malacho, that they're docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is addressing, does Reb Lezer hold that as a blanket rule throughout Shas, throughout all of Torah, that if the mitzvah is done on Shabbos, then the machshirim are docha Shabbos, or is it limited to each on a case-by-case basis? So Rabbi Yochanan said it's limited on a case-by-case basis. He doesn't hold it everywhere. By some mitzvahs he holds, and by some mitzvahs he doesn't hold. And the proof is that he has a specific limud to teach me that the machshirim for Shtei Lechem are docha Shabbos. And if he had a blanket rule, he wouldn't need a specific limud. So we said that by the Omer, he learns that the machshirim are docha Shabbos, because it says b'charishu b'katsir tishbot. So he learns that it's only your voluntary charishu, your voluntary katsira, are you restrained from doing on Shabbos. But the katsiris mitzvah you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And mela, I could do the katsira, the tchina, and the harkat of the omer on Shabbos, according to the Tan Reb Lezer. And then he links shtei lechem to the omer with the gzirshava, with hava, and they're both superfluous, so they're immune from attack. Okay, who's got any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Are we good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so we're on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. 10 lines from the bottom. The first words are Lemiyute Mai. Okay, 131a, around 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says Lemiyute Mai. Now, when Rabbi Yochanan said Lo Lakol, that not everything is included in this heter from the Tana Reb Lezer, so what's not included? In other words, what's included, what's not included? What does he, what machshirim does he say not docha Shabbos, but by which mitzvahs? Lemuti moi, ilim lemuti lulav, maybe it's so lulav. Now the machshirim for lulav would be, let's say, to cut the lulav off. Now again, originally the mitzvah was to take lulav even on Shabbos. The Chachamim later on said, we know that that was Rabba's din, right? Rabba says that we're afraid that a person would, he doesn't know how to wave the lulav and he'll come do Hotzan Shabbos and Bileche Salchacham Yavrenu Arba Amu B'Shut Rabim. So we don't wave the lulav on Shabbos, but it could be talking about before that time, but even after, okay, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Tan Reb Lezer says that lulav and all the machshirim for lulav are docha Shabbos. So according to the Tan Reb Lezer, one would be permitted to cut down a lulav on Shabbos to wave the lulav because the machshirim are docha. He says, and we'll have to learn where he gets that from, but he definitely holds that that's not the one that's excluded. So the Gemara says, ve'el lemute sukkah. Maybe it's the sukkah. The sukkah, in other words, like I could build a sukkah, or can I, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, on Shabbos. So he says, we learn explicitly that Reb Lezer holds that sukkah and all its machshirim are docha Shabbos. It seems so strange. Like, you imagine coming to a rabbi's house on Shabbos. He's got his hammer out. And he's building the sukkah. Anyway, but that's the way the Tana Reb Lezer holds that the sukkah is docha Shabbos and the machshirim. So ve'el mute matzah. Maybe it's susud matzah. In other words, so he says v'hatani matzah b'chum ashira dochin in hashabbat Reb Elazar. Is this unbelievable? So the Tana Reb Elazar holds, let's say the first night of Pesach is on a Shabbos. He holds that I could bake the matzahs on Shabbos. Isn't that shocking? Like you come to somebody, rabbi's house, he's baking the matzahs on Shabbos. So the Gemara says ve'el mute shofar. Maybe it's susud shofar. And again, today we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. But originally they did blow shofar on Shabbos. He says, "Ba'atani shofar b'chol mashir Rav Dochin Hashabbat Devar Reb Elazar." So again, we were trying to find out when Reb Yochanan said at the beginning of today's daf that Reb Elazar doesn't say by every mitzvah, you know, that the machshir medocha Shabbos. So obviously he meant some mitzvahs are not docha. So we tried some candidates and they were not too successful. We know already that the Omer and the Shtei Alachem and the Machshir Madocha Shabbos that we had in the beginning. And then it came out that Lulav and Sukkah also, he says, and Matzah and Shofar as well. So now we're running out of mitzvahs here. Let's go hopping around for mitzvahs. So Amar Rabada Barava, Lemuti Tzitzit Latayto Mezuz Lefitcho. So Rabada Barava says that what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind is according to the Tana Reb Elazar, one is not allowed to tie tzitzis on his beged on Shabbos, and nor is one allowed to, let's say, write a mezuzah on Shabbos. I need a mezuzah for my door. I can't write a mezuzah for my door on Shabbos, according to the Tana Reb Elazar. Those are both machshiri mitzvah, and they're not docha Shabbos. Let's see, Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a brisa that supports that. Veshavin means that both Reb Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, who were mechulak by the Machshirei Mila, they both agree, Shem Tzietz Talito, that if a person, it's a nice verb. In other words, you don't have that in English. In other words, it's like you tzitzified your talis, like Tzietz. In other words, but it means you tie the knots on your tzitzis on your talis. Ba'asam mezuzla fitchom, and you wrote a mezuzah on Shabbos. He says, Shu Chayav. They both agree that you're Chayav for violating Shabbos. They're both Avot Malacha, making a Kesher Shel Kayama, which sits is definitely Kesher Shel Kayama, and Ksiv is also an Av Malacha. So now, those are the odd men out. So my time, why those the odd men out? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Lefisha Ein Kavulahem Zman. So Rav Yosef said, it's based on Svara. Rav Yosef wants to say, there's no definite time in which one to do it. In other words, not time sensitive. Those are not time sensitive mitzvahs. So I could do the mitzvah of tzitzis today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after. And this is also was an ongoing mitzvah. So he wants to say, therefore, the mashir menat docha Shabbos. In other words, the idea would be the mashir medocha when time is of the essence. I have to do the mitzvah. So I'm giving him a heter even to the mashirin. But if it's time is not of the essence, so then not so. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye Adraba. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, I think punk faker, just the opposite. Me to ain kavulam zman, since there is no definite time, turn page to top line and kuflam and alpam bays. Cool shai to shat is manihu. You're really saying is every moment is the mitzvah. So every moment, now the way Rashi learns, that there's a machlokin among the poskim by a talis, is the obligation, is it a chovet mana or a chovet gabra? Chovet mana means an obligation on the garment, the cheftza, or is it a chovet gabra, an obligation on the person? So if it's an obligation on the cheftza, so even if the talis is folded up in the drawer, I'm still obligated to put tzitzis on the talis. This is the way Rashi learns on our sugya. Let's see the top of Rashi. He says, Kol shata zmanehu, became in shisho talis b'chol yom shemashe b'lo tzitzit over be'esei. So Rashi says, as long as the tzitzit are not attached to the garment, I transgress an essay. He says, v'afilu munacha b'kufsa, even if it's in a drawer or box, he says, hilka kol yoma ramya mitzvah tele. Therefore, every moment the mitzvah is on him. And top line of Gemara, and again the mitzvah mezuzah was also ongoing. So on the top line, ella amar of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak itemir Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So he says, so scratch Ella again, so scratch the Hezber we first gave. So it's because the reason that the Makshirim, according to Reb Elazar, are not Docha Shabbos, is the person theoretically could get out of the obligation. How could he get out of the obligation? So the mitzvah of tzitzis is if I own the garment. He says it has to be your garment, right? In other words, in order to be chayav tzitzis, it has to be my garment. It has to be my garment. There's a whole machloket poskim, can I make a bracha on the talis that belongs to the tzibur? Do I say everybody has in mind to be machna the talis to me when I got it, or do I say no? Anyway, so I have to own, and if I borrow a talis, then it's a matana manat lahachzir. So the person is making a gift on condition that I, just like by the lulav. So if I'm mafkir the garment, I'm not chayav in tzitzis. And similarly, the house, it has to be beitecha, your house. So if I was mafkir the house, I declare it ownerless, so I'm not obligated. So since I could be mafkir and not be obligated in these mitzvahs, therefore the Tanur Blezer says the machshirim are not doche Shabbos. Okay, let me pause for a second and time for questions. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're on line 3 on Kuf Lamed Alpha Beis. Okay, so Amar Mar, so earlier we had the statement. Now let's go through the mitzvahs that Reb Lezer holds, the machshirim are doche Shabbos. So Amar Mar, lulav v'chamachshirim dochein on Shabbat, divrei Reb Lezer. We quoted the Brisa before that Reb Lezer says that lulav and all the machshirim are doche Shabbos. So Minale, Reb Lezer, ha. What does Reb Lezer know that that's the case? How does he know that lulav and all the machshirim are doche Shabbos? So, Ime Omer Shtei Lechem. Now, Omer Shtei Lechem, that I learned that already, right? So, Omer I learned that because Bekharisha Bekatsir Tishbot. And then, Shtei Lechem, I learned with the Gzei Rishava to the Omer. So, those two I know I have proof for. So, maybe I learned it out from Omer Shtei Lechem. I'll just compare and say, just like Omer Shtei Lechem, they're the Machshir Medocha Shabbos. So, too, Lulav as well. He says, so the Gemara says, "Imi Omer Shtei Lechem Shkin Sorach Gavoa." So the Gemara says that would not be instructive because the Omer Shtei Lechem or Sorach Gavoa, that's part of the avodah in the base of Mikdash. It's part of an offering to Hashem, even though the Shtei Lechem and the Kohanim get to eat, but it's still part of like the avodah in the base of Mikdash. So that's in a different category altogether. In other words, that has that chashivas. So perhaps there the Machshir Medocha Shabbos lulav is a whole different mitzvah. So Elamar Kro. Bayom. So it says, Ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon. You'll take it on the first day. The pre-yetzdar kvotrim afayisot varve nachli. You'll take the four minim, the four species, on the first day of Sukkot. So bayom, the yom rishon, can even be on Shabbos. So it's sometimes not on Shabbos, but sometimes it is on Shabbos. So the word bayom is extra. It could just say, Ulakachtem barishon. In other words, it's because we already know that Sukkot is on the 15th of Tishrei. So he says, Amakra Bayom, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. So he learns, Bayom, that even on Shabbos, I have to go forward with this mitzvah, i.e., that even the Machshirim are docha the mitzvah. So Ulamai Hilchata, we'll see. Ilam and Latiltol. So maybe Bayom is not teaching me that I can do the Machshirim. Maybe Bayom is teaching me. Now, whenever it says Tiltol, Tiltol is a term of art. What do you got for me, Michael, on Tiltol? What do you got? Can't hear you.
I'm concerned that Bayom tells me I can't take a lulav and an esrog at night.
All right, we'll come to that. We'll come to that. Okay, but what does any what's tiltal mean? What does tiltal mean?
Muksa.
Right, 100% correct. Okay, that's good. Very good, Livia. Anyway, so tiltal is a term of art. When the Gemara mentions tiltal, it means muksa. So the Gemara says, why is it telling me like Bayom? In other words, I got to go forward with this mitzvah, come, you know, like hell or high water, I would say. So the Gemara says, L'may Hilchata, Ilim of the Tiltol, if it's teaching me maybe that I override what would otherwise be a muksa item, like the lulav, maybe I would think is muksa, it's a piece of wood. So the Gemara says, Istikra the Mishrei Tiltol, do I need a pasuk to tell me, muksa is a din derabanan. Would I need a pasuk to tell me that something's not muksa? No, that's not right. El machshirim. So the Gemara says it's the way Reb Lezer learns. It's teach me that the machshirim for lulav are docha Shabbos. Meaning, if I don't have a lulav, I can chop off from the tree. And presumably the estrog and the hadassim and the rabot as well. So he says verabanan hahumi bailei bayom v'lo balayla. So here's your limud, Michael. So the chachamim say no. You're right. I do need bayom, but that's teach me that the mitzvah of lulav is by day, but not by night. Reb Lezer bayom v'lo balayla minalei. So Reb Lezer also agrees that the mitzvah of lulav is by day. So, but he used up the word bayom to teach me the machshir medocha Shabbos. So where does he know that the mitzvah is only by day? Nafkalei miyusmach temos neishem alkechem shivat yamim. So there's two mitzvahs by lulav, and people learn sukkah may remember this on a din Torah in the base of Mikdash. They would take the lulav and the four minim every day of Sukkot on a Torah level. They would take it in the base of Mikdash, and the way the Rambam learns in the city of Yerushalayim, but it would have to be like the original city of Yerushalayim, not the way we have Yerushalayim today. So over there it says by Usmachtem Shem Lokechem Shivat Yamim. So it mentions taking it Yamim by the day. It says Yamim below Leilot. So the Tana Reb Leza learns that just like over there by the 7 day celebration, it's Yamim. I'm going to extrapolate that the 1 day celebration is also by day and not by night. For Rabbanan, Isrich, the Chacham say no. I need to write it in both places. Sakhlech Amina Neilav Shivat Yamim Misuka, because I, according to Chachamim, I would have thought that I should learn. Now, the way the Bach has here, let's look at the Aleph and the Bach. The Bach has Neilav Shivat Yamim Mishivat Yamim Misuka. It sounds like Gzeirah Shavah. I would think that I should learn. It says Basukote Shvu Shivat Yamim, and it says by Lulav. That also, you'll celebrate, you'll be happy, but Chazal understand is be happy with Lulav. So he says, so by Sukkah is a mitzvah by day and by night. So I would think, so I would think that even that this mitzvah of Shivat Yamim is day and night. Kamashmalan. Okay, so that's the limud. So let's just pause for a second. So again, the Tana Reb Lezer holds that lulav is dochesh, that lulav and all the machshirim are dochesh Shabbos. So according to Tana Reb Lezer, I can even cut off a lulav from a tree on Shabbos to do the mitzvah of lulav. So the Gemara says, how does he know it? So it came out. He can't learn from the other mitzvahs because the other mitzvahs are Omer Shtei Lechem or Tzorek Gavoa. It's a whole different category. So he learns Lukachtem Lechem Bayom Harishon, and Bayom that the word Bayom is superfluous. So he learns that it teaches me that it's the Machshir Madocha Shabbos. And the Chachamim say no, Bayom is teaching me that the mitzvah lulav is by day, not by night. So the Gemara says Taka. So where does Reb Leza learn that the mitzvah lulav is only by day and night? So he learns by says Usmachtem Hashem Alkechem Shivat Yamim. He extrapolates from there. So the Gemara says, and what do the Chachamim have to say to that? The Chachamim say no, you can't extrapolate one from another. I need each one because I need the one Bayom for the 1 day mitzvah. And I need the Shivat Yamim for the 7 day mitzvah because the 7 day mitzvah I would have thought I should learn with the Gzeirah Shavah from Sukkah, but just like Sukkah is the mitzvah by day and night, so too here as well. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let me go on. Now, everybody with me? So we're around 20 lines down on Kuf Lamin Aleph Beis. V'lichtov Rachmana B'lulav V'neitu Hanof V'nilfu Mineh. So why can't the Torah just write the mitzvah by lulav and we'll learn Omer and Shtei Alechem from lulav? Okay? Okay, Olivia, you have to mute yourself, Olivia. I hear noise and I think it's coming from you. Okay, you mute yourself. Okay, good. Okay, so he says, why can't the Torah, so I have the limud by lulav, and I'll learn from lulav the Omer Shtei Alechem. Lulav has his own part that's very special. Lulav has like four component parts to it. It has arba minim, and each one of the minim is ma'akev the mitzvah. So I would have thought, oh, this is a very special mitzvah. It's got four minim. So Mela, they're the machshir medocha Shabbos, and Omer Shtei Alechem don't have that, so I can't learn that. So each one needs its own limud. Okay, that's where we're going with that. So I can't learn lulav from the Omer Shtei Alechem because that's Sorek Gavoa, and I can't learn Omer Shtei Alechem from, and I can't learn Omer Shtei Alechem from lulav because it's town arba minim. Now, the Gemara says that the two dots, Sukkah v'chol machshir adochin ha-shabbat de'vir blazer. So we quoted the Brisa earlier that Sukkah and all the machshir are docha Shabbos. So according to the Tana Reb Lezer, it sounds like I could build a Sukkah on Shabbos. Not like I build a Sukkah, even though I wanted to cut schach for the Sukkah, I could do that on Shabbos. So it's, do you remember the Gemara in Sukkah says that Reb Lezer says that everybody has to own the Sukkah they sit in. Do you remember that? So he says that it's interesting. He's got a Chomer, but he's got Kulas as well. So let's take a look. So Manali the Reb Lezer Ha, where does Reb Lezer know that the Machshiri Sukkah are docha Shabbos? So Ime Omer Ushtei Alechem, so maybe he learns it out from Omer and Shtei Alechem. There we established already that it's docha, the Machshir Medocha Shabbos, according to Reb Lezer. That can't be. Shekin Sorek Gavoa. That's in a whole different category. That's Sorek Gavoa. It's part of the Avodah in the base of Mikdash. So the fact that Machshir Medocha there doesn't necessarily carry through to Sukkah. Ime Lulav, Shekin to an Arba Minim. Maybe he learns it out from Lulav. But Lulav, that has four Minim. So they can't learn it out from there. Elagamar Shivat Yamim, and the Bach has me Shivat Yamim Lulav. So the Gemara says he learns the Gzeirah Shavah between Sukkah and Lulav. He says Mala Halam Machshir Dochin HaShabbat Af Kam Machshir Dochin HaShabbat. So by I know. I learned already by the lulav that it's docha Shabbos, and it says shivat yamim by the lulav, and it says shivat yamim by sukkah. So I'm going to learn that the sukkah from lulav, and I'll have it that way. Okay. Now three lines, and I'll pause. Little kabbana b'sukkah v'neitu hanach v'nigmor minei. So why can't the Torah just write sukkah? The Torah will just teach me by sukkah, and I'll learn lulav, omer, and shtei alechem from sukkah. He says mishum te'ikel mifrach ma'al sukkah shkeinu hegeb b'leilot kiviyamim. Sukkah has its own special aspect that it applies by day and by night. Lulav is not by day and by night, and the Omer Shtei Lechem are also not by day and by night. They're just by day. So Mamela, I can't learn from Sukkah. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Yeah, what's up, Livia? Livia, I can't hear you. Do you have a question? Okay, what do you
They translate Tzorech Gavua by For the Most High, and you translated for the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
Category exactly Tzorech Gavua.
Gavua is the high one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs. It means the avod on the Beit HaMikdash is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for him. All right. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. So welcome, Aaron Moshe. Okay, so we're on Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're around 20 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, so the Gemara says matzah v'chol machshir dochin on Shabbat to Reb Lezer. So according to Tana Reb Lezer, matzah and its machshir medocha Shabbos means according to Tana Reb Lezer, sounds like I can even harvest wheat on Shabbos, grind the wheat, sift the wheat. You know, it'll be lot, and it would do all the all the malacha with sidur de pot, not from scratch, but I can't plant the grain that night, but I could do grind it, sift it, borer, and then be marakade and lash and ofe in order to have the matzahs. So not only the Reb Lezer ha. So where does Reb Lezer know that according to him that the machshiri matzah are docha Shabbos? Maybe he learns that Omer Shtei Alechem, Shekein Tzorech Gavoa. That doesn't cut it because that we need for the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Imi Lulav, Shekein Ton Arba Minim. Lulav, that's got four Minim. We're not learning it from there. Imi Sukkah, Shekein Ohi B'Leilot Kibyamim. And Sukkah is a dead letter also because it applies by day and by night. And Matzah, it's interesting, but Matzah is only a Chiv at night. Even if I say like the Gra, that there is a mitzvah of, in other words, the simple shot is the mitzvah of Matzah is just at night, by Erev Toklu Matzot. The Gra holds that you have a Chiv mitzvah when you eat it all during the 7 days, but even the Gra would say the Chiv is only at night. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Ella Gamar Chamishasar Chamishasar Mechaga Sukkot. So we're going to learn Gzeres Shava, which the Gemara has elsewhere between Sukkot and Matzah. Malahalan Machshira Dochina Shabbat, just like by Sukkah, the Machshir Medocha Shabbos, Afkan Machshira Dochina Shabbat. So to here by the Matzah, the Machshir Medocha Shabbos. So why can't the Torah just write by matzah, and I'll learn everything out from matzah. I'll learn Omer Shtei Lechem from matzah. I'll learn Lulav and Sukkah from matzah. Let's just the Torah teach me by matzah, and I'll learn everything out from matzah. Mishum de'ikl nifrach ma'la matzah shekeinu hege ben hashim kiv anashim. I'm sure you will like this. Matzah is very special because women and men are chayav on it, even though it's a mitzvah zman grama, a positive command controlled by time. But let's look at the Rashi on this. Because I'll teach us, it says, lo tochalav chametz shabbat yimim tochal matzot lechemoni. So Chazal, it says, don't eat chametz, eat lechemoni, eat the matzah. So Chazal teach us, whoever's included in the law of not eating chametz is included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. That's a Chazal on that. So let's see back, and let's see the Rashi for that limud. Let me see if I can find it. 1 second. Yeah, it's around 20 lines from the bottom in the Rashi. Ben Hashim kibon Hashim ki delfinu b'psachim lo tochal lav chametz shabbat yimim v'gomer. Anybody who's included in the proscription of not eating chametz is included in the obligation to eat matzah. And women are definitely included in the proscription against eating chametz. Any Mrs. Lota said, if it's a negative commandment, whether it's controlled by time or not controlled by time, women are obligated in every lav that we have. That's the Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tet. He says, La Puki Sukkah Belulav, Delanil Benashim. But Sukkah Lulav, they're not obligated to Mrs. Eishesman Gramahu, because that's a positive command controlled by time. So the fact that Matzah is Noeg Nashim Kanashim, so I might think that the Machshim are only Docha there, they're not Docha in other places. Okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, so let me pause for a second. Any questions?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. What do you got?
What is the Afhein Hayubo Tohanes? What does that apply to?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So the Gemara learns that it applies to the Arba Kosot. That's where the Gemara explicitly applies it to, but it's not so Pashut. In other words, you know, there's a three machloket. We did it, I think, when I did the Gemara. It comes up in Megillah and Psachim. So when it says Af Hein Ayubo Toanes, so the simple pshat is that they were. I mean, there's a question: what is Af Hein Ayubo Toanes? They were in the miracle, the persecution. But the simple pshat is that the Arba Kosot, mm-hmm. women are obligated in the Arba Kosot because they were also with the nace, right? That's the simple pshat.
Then why wouldn't they be covered with the matzah at the same time that we wouldn't have to go into the whole business?
So it might be that Af Hein Ayubo Toanes only would obligate them on a Drabanan level. So this is teaching the Yerchayev on a Deraisa level, right? That's a big difference. But anyway, there's more to talk about, but let's see further. Okay, anyway, let's go further. Okay, any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, so we're at the two dots. What?
A comment from yesterday. I was talking to somebody last night.
Wait. I don't know. Does this relate to the Gemara we just did?
No.
Okay. So wait till the end of the daf. Wait till the end of the daf. Okay? Okay. We're 10 lines above where we got wide on Kuf Lamed Aleph on the base. Okay. So shofar b'chol machshirim dochin and hashabbat to b'rav Elazar. We quoted in the Braisa that shofar and the machshir shofar are docha Shabbos, which means again. So when they're blowing shofar on Shabbos, according to Tana Reb Elazar, I could even shecht an animal to take off the, I can remove the horn from the animal. I don't know if the animal lets you remove the horn if it's still alive, but I guess I could remove the horn from the animal, boil it, do whatever I need to do to manufacture the shofar. So let's take a look. So, Minali the Reb Elazar Ha, where does the Tana Reb Elazar know that that is the case? So, Ime Omer Shtei Alechem, now, we have a whole series of mitzvahs that we know already that Reb Elazar holds the Machshir Medocha Shabbos. We have Omer Shtei Alechem, we have Lulav and Sukkah and we have Matzah, right? So we have five mitzvahs we know that Reb Elazar says the Machshir Medocha Shabbos. So if it's from Omer Shtei Alechem, Shekein Tzorach Gavoa, that's like, you know, the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a dead letter. Imi Lulav, Shekein Ton Arba Minim. Lulav, that's four Minim, that's unusual, so that's a dead letter. Sukkah is day and night. That's also, and here we're talking about Mr. Shofar. Shofar is only mitzvah by day, obviously. He says, Imi matzah shkeinu hayu banashim kanashim. Mitzvah matzah applies to men and women. So this is not looking so good. So Elamar Kro, Yom Teruah Yilechem. So there's a pasuk. It says, Yom Teruah Yilechem. Looks like in Parshat Pinchas, Yom Teruah, day of blowing, that Rosh Hashanah will be Yom Teruah Yilechem. But Yom Afilu B'Shabbat, teaching me that even on Shabbat, in other words, the Gemara takes it, I assume the word Yom is superfluous, but he says that even on Shabbos, Ulamai, for what halacha, Ilei Metzkiya, maybe it's teaching me that I'm allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbat. Maybe that's what the Torah is teaching me, I'm allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbat. So a hatana to Beis Shmuel, but a brisa was taught in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu, it says don't do the avoda on Yantiv, Melechet Avodah. He says, "Yet tkiyat shofar redid apad shi chachma bina malacha." So tkiyat shofar and redid apad. So Chazal prohibited. They prohibited both, but not tkiyat shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But it means normally on a Shabbos you're not allowed to blow shofar, and you're not allowed. And redid apad is definitely redid apad is because it's a tircha yeterah, and shofar is usually not allowed to be done unless it's Rosh Hashanah. But whatever shofar is, it's definitely not a malacha. So I don't need a heter. From, in other words, whatever prohibitions involved is only a drabanan. So it doesn't make sense the Torah would be teaching me that I could blow a shofar on Shabbos. Ela l'machshirin. So it must be coming, according to Tan Reb Elazar, that it's coming to teach me, and it's also, And it, so it's coming to teach me the Machshir Shofar Docha Shabbos. V'Rabbanan, who by Le Bayom Bala Balayla? So the Chachamim say, no, that Bayom teaches me, Yom Teruah is teaching me that the Mitzvah Shofar is only by day, not by night. V'Rablezer Bayom Bala Balayla Benale. So Rablezer also agrees the Mitzvah Shofar is only by day, not by night. But where does he know it from? Nafgleimi Bayom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Ha'aretz Lechem. So there's another pasuk in the beginning of Parshat Behar. It says, on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur of the Yovel, you blow a shofar b'chol ha'aretz lechem. It means the Bezdin blows a shofar, and all the Avadim go free, and land goes back to the original owners. So Begamri Mehadadi. So Rashi fills this in a little bit. In other words, it says Vahavartem shofar t'rabba chodesh hashvi'i. You'll cause a sound of a shofar in the seventh month. So Chazal teach us that all the blowings in the seventh month are connected by Yom Shvi. In other words, I know Yom Kippur is in the seventh month, so it's teach me. So that's a superfluous term. So it's teach me that all the blowings of the seventh month are the same. V'gamri me'adadei. So the fact that it says b'yom ha'kipurim taviru shofar, they're b'yom. So I could learn from there that according to the Tanur Reb Lezer, that the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also b'yom. V'lichtov rachmana b'shofar v'leitu hanav v'ligmaru mineh. So why can't, let's take shofar, why don't the Torah just, according to Reb Lezer, why can't the Torah just teach me by shofar that the Machshir Madocha Shabbos, and I'll learn every other mitzvah from shofar. V'ligmaru mineh. So mitkiyat shofar Rosh Hashanah lech lemigmar. I can't learn it out from mitkiyat shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shkim machtesis zirkon shel yisrael lavim shvah shemayim. So the tekiyat shofar is so chashuv because it brings our zichronos, the memory, our memories like before Hashem, and it's like the Rav had, it's like a type of tefillah. In other words, it's like so crucial, it's like essential for the day. We need our tekiyat shofar, so maybe over there, the Machshir Madocha, not anywhere else. He says, mitkiyat shofar diyom ha-kipurim lech lemigmarei, and I can't learn it out, excuse me, from tekiyat shofar of Yom Kippur, meaning the fact that the Tekiyat Shofar on Yom Kippur also presumably the Machshir, it means in the Yovel year that the Machshir would also be Docha Shabbos, the Amar Taku Beitin Shofar, because we have the statement that when the Bezdin blows the Shofar, Niftaru Abadim Labateim Mesedot Chozor Labalayin. In other words, Chazal teach us, and the Rambam goes through this, that there's this like when you, again, in the Yovel year, you get to the 50th year, so in the 50th year a lot of things are happening. Land is going back to the original owner, right? And Avadim are going free, not Avadim Kananim, but Avadim in Eved Ivri goes free, and even the Nirtza goes free in the Yovel year. So the way it comes out from the way the Rambam says, like once Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year comes, they're not working anymore; they're busy partying, they're having a nice time. And then when the Tekiyat Shofar on Yom Kippur, then they get to go free, and the land goes back. So with that Tekiyat Shofar on Yom Kippur, it's like magic. So much is happening; it's so powerful. So the fact that the Machshir Madocha there, I couldn't extrapolate for anywhere else. Okay, let me do a few more lines, and then we'll get to you, Bli Neder, Aaron Moshe. Okay, you still there, Aaron Moshe, or not? Yeah, okay. Now, so we're two lines from the bottom. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
So where are we left with all of this?
So where we're left is that we know that the Tanur Reb Lezer holds at least two mitzvahs it does not apply to, and that was tzitzis and mezuzah it does not apply to, and he holds that the Machshirim are docha specific mitzvahs, i.e., we know so far that the Omer and Shtei Alechem, Sukkah and Lulav, Matzah and Shofar, and what else did I leave out?
Omer.
I did.
You said it.
I said Omer. Okay, so those misses we know the Machshir Madocha. Okay, let's take a look. Two lines from the bottom. Okay, now Amar Mar Mila B'chol Machshir Adochin Shabbat Divrei Reb Lezer. Now we quoted earlier a brisa that the Tanur Reb Lezer holds that Bris Mila and the Machshirim for Bris Mila are also Docha Shabbos, which is the way we hooked into it. So Manali the Reb Lezer Ha. Where does the Tanur Reb Lezer know this from? Imi Kulu Gamar Kitamrinan. So if you want to say he learns from any of the other ones, we had all the pirchas that we said. He can't learn it from the way I recall the Gemara is going to have, why can't I learn with Bameh Matzinu, with two or three, but we'll do Bameh Hatzad. We'll see that tomorrow, Bli Neder. So, but each one has a pircha, right? We had the Omer and the Shtei Lechem were Sorek Gavoa. And then we had the Lulav was Arba Minim, and the Sukkah was, you know, Leilot Kiyamim. And the shofar was Zmala Zichronos of the Avin Shmayim. And the matzah, women are also Chayav in matzah. So anyway, each one has a pircha. So the Gemara says, Imi kulu gamar kidamrinan. But oh, malahanach. Okay, the top line on kuflamid aleph on kuflamid beis. Va'od malahanach shekain mavar zmana batlo. In addition to which, each one is time sensitive. In other words, once the 16th of Nisan passes, you're not bringing the Omer anymore. Once Shavuos passes, you're not bringing the Shtei Lechem anymore. Once Sukkot passes, you don't miss a lulav, no mitzvah of Sukkah. And once the night of the 15th of Nisan passes, no mitzvah matzah. Everyone is time sensitive. He says, Shekinah Mavar Zmana Batla. He says, so therefore, that cuts, if it's time sensitive, that cuts more that the Machshirim should be Docha. We saw that earlier. We had that svara earlier in the Gemara. Although the Gemara had deflected that, but he says, but the Gemara feels that cuts more towards being Docha. Bris Milah, even though you have to do it on the eighth day, but the mitzvah is incumbent upon you as long as you're walking, you're alive, you're warm. In other words, you're a warm-bodied person, you're alive. You have a chiyuv, it's imposed on you to have a bris. In other words, when you're younger, your parents are obligated, your father's obligated. When you get older, you're obligated to take care of it. So the Gemara says, Elo hainu taima de reblezer. So the top line in Kufla mid beis mid aleph. Damar kra uvayom hashmini yimol besor orlato vafilu b'shabbat. So this is bayom hashmini yimol besor orlato. On the eighth day, he should be circumcised even on Shabbat. So Rashi explains that the Tana Reblezer learns that Mila is docha Shabbos halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's the way the Tana Reblezer learns that he knows that Mila itself is docha Shabbos from halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And by Yom Hashini Yom Basar Alato, he learns that the Machshirim are docha Shabbos. V'lichtov Rachmana B'Mila V'leitu Hanach V'ligmor Minei. So why can't the Torah just write by Bris Mila, according to Reblezer? Why doesn't the Torah just write by Bris Mila? And I'll learn the whole Chevra, everything else, I'll learn out from Bris Mila. So he says, Mishum De'ikil Mifrach Malamila Shekain Nichritu Ala Shloshes Rei Britot. Says Bris Mila is very unusual because there are 13 brises. In other words, it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the mitzvah is given to Avram Avinu, it says 13 times it mentions bris. 13 times you have the bris. So it says bris, 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 bris. So that's a tremendous chashivas to that mitzvah. So it could be that the machshirim, if it would only say by Bris Mila, I would say it's only docha there, not by anything else. Where else do you have a mitzvah? You have 13 that are written 13 times with all this brisin. Let's take a look. If you look on the third wide line in Rashi, you'll be retold, Nemru Avram Parshat Mila. All right. Now, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Gemara today? Any questions? Okay. So now, our emotion, now's your time to shine.
No. I was just saying, yesterday we were discussing about milk and fish together. So I spoke last night to someone, so they told me that essentially it's a kana. It's a kana to eat it, not for the guf, but for the neshama. That's what they're saying.
All right.
The Kabbalah are bringing down that's the sakana.
All right, let me stop the recording. One sec.